Hello and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast. This is episode 36 and my name is Emily Chadbourne and I recorded this particular episode as I was going live into my free Facebook group, That Crazy Thing Called Life. And if you're not a member of That Crazy Thing Called Life, then you can hop to the show notes after you've listened to this episode and you can click the link and join that group. There's a no twats policy. Other than that, anyone's welcome. This episode, we talk a lot about how to deal with other people and the way that they are choosing to deal with the global pandemic as it stands at the moment. We talk about judgment. We also talk about letting people go and being your own best friend. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, brew up a cup of tea, hunt out the rest of that Easter chocolate if you've still got some lying around. Doesn't matter if it's your kids. They've probably had enough anyway. And have a good listen to this episode. Before we kick on, I'm just going to shamelessly plug myself. If you love this episode, I'd really love to hear about it. When you guys feed back to me and this becomes a conversation and not a monologue, I learn so much about how I can continue to serve you and what the best content to be putting out there for you is. So feel free to email me info@emilychadbourne.com with your comments, with your questions and any other topics that you would like me to cover. If you really love this episode, I would be thrilled if you could share it. So you can either share it directly through Spotify into your Instagram stories. Please tag me Emily_thatcrazythingcalledlife. Or use the hashtag unashamedlyhuman. You could tell your mates about it. That's another way to share it. You could pick up the phone, dial a number, call Shazza and let her know that this awesome podcast episode has landed and that she should listen to it. What else? Oh yeah, iTunes, rate and review. That's a thing that I keep being told to tell you. So here I am telling you and thanking you in advance. All right, gorgeous, wonderful, amazing people. Go in peace to love and serve yourselves so that you may be at peace to love and serve the world and enjoy this episode of Unashamedly Human, the podcast.
Hi, my name is Emily Chadbourne and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast. Where we explore how we can better understand our thoughts, feelings and actions, change our results and feel less alone as we navigate that crazy thing called life. This show is sponsored by absolutely bloody nobody because, well, no one is willing to pay me for this shit yet. But I am a huge believer in supporting other small businesses that I love and fellow entrepreneurs who, like me, are trying to make the world a better place. So if you hear me recommend or promote other coaches, products or services, please know that it's not an ad. I just want to share the love. Also, though, if you did want to sponsor me, I would completely be okay with that. So you could email me at info@emilychadbourne.com. Do Chanel sponsor podcasts?
Okay, so this is the question. Hey, Emily, I'm one of your more silent followers, but I appreciate all the content you put out in the podcasts. It's easier for me to listen to them time-wise. Apologies if you've already covered this and I haven't seen it on the lives. I would love to hear your thoughts on reactions to people not complying with the stay-at-home message. I find it so difficult to see people close to me consciously choosing not to follow the stay-at-home ethos or choosing what rules will suit them and when. I consider it a social responsibility to follow the advice, and it's also so difficult because I work in public health and I'm acutely aware of the negative impacts of not socially distancing. I've done the nice approach to educate. Now I'm at the I'm losing my shit anger phase and the self-righteous part because I'm actually scared. And I'm very much a follow the bloody rules type of person. I've had to mute some social media groups and just put it to the back of my head and not do irreparable damage to friendships, but it does make me sad. I understand that the restrictions in place are difficult, and for some, the distancing is actually bringing up some very acute issues. The distractions for them are no longer there. They can't shop, they can't eat or drink to distract themselves from bigger issues. I am being judgmental, I know this. Oh, we're all judgmental. Those people who are like, judgment detox, you shouldn't judge people. They're fucking morons, man. Honestly, everyone, you would die if you didn't make snap judgments about things and people and circumstances and experiences. Judgment is a great thing. We need judgment to stay alive. Oh, I get so ranty. Oh, get so judgmental. There is obviously unresourceful judgment, and that is a different thing. But there's a lot of positive judgment. Don't worry about it. Don't don't berate yourself for being judgmental. You're good, man. You're human. Acknowledge the judgment. Be like, oh, there I am. Witness yourself. Oh, there I am, judging that person. Is that something I need to look at? Is that a reflection of me? Is this creating a resistance in my life or not? Is it necessary? Is it valid? Am I being unkind? Is it hiding something? Am I defending myself? Am I protecting myself in this judgment? Speak to the judgment. Don't just be like, oh my God, I judged someone. I feel really bad about that. Because all you're doing is increasing unresourceful judgment in yourself with yourself. Anyway, there's a whole module in Unashamedly Human on judgment because I'm very passionate. And I think at the root of so many issues with relationships, there's a judgment issue. Anyway, I'm being judgmental, I know, but it's actually made me feel so alone knowing my personal values and sentiments are not shared by those I thought were close friends. I feel like I'm going to come out of this completely isolated, and as much as the pandemic is frightening, the thoughts of rebuilding my life and damaged relationships is making me anxious. This has all been a bit of a wake-up call for me and what my values are and how they don't align with other people. So, fucking brilliant, and there's so much in there that I could probably do like a good 90 minute live, but I'm going to try and keep it brief. Let's start with, like, how do you manage other people? The reality of the situation is, and a lot of my clients find this, and I had to go through this myself, which is why community is so important. It's really important that you are hanging out with people who share the same values as you. And as you begin to learn more about who you really are, not who you think you should be, not who society has asked you to be, not who your mum thinks you should be, not what's going to make your dad happy, not what your sisters have influenced in you, but who you genuinely are, who makes you happy, because you making you happy is the most important of all. And as you begin to learn that, and the way that you learn that is you begin to unpack the stories that you've been telling yourself, whole module in Next Level Results, you begin to make friends with fear, whole module in Unashamedly Human, sorry. And you begin to unpack yourself, you begin to unlearn the things that you have been told. How many people were told that if you get married and have children, then you'll be happy. If you have a secure job, then you'll be happy. Well, that illusion's just been fucking shattered, hasn't it? The entire economy's collapsed overnight. What is happiness anyway? Happiness isn't money. I know a lot of rich people who are not happy. I'm going off on a tangent because there's so much to talk about here. Okay, so rein it back in. So naturally what happens when you begin to unlearn the shit that you thought was real, right? When you begin to understand loneliness and when you begin to understand fear, and rejection is part of fear, anger is part of fear, resentment is part of fear, entitlement is part of fear. These are all fear's little minions that fear disperses out to try and keep you safe and keep you the same. As you begin to learn about that, what you will notice is that there are people in your life, and in Next Level Results, we have a model that really helps you translate this called the Queendom Model. You will have people in your life who do not serve you. You will have friends in your life who do not align with your values. You will have people in your life where you'll be like, you're not getting the results that I want for myself, and yet for some reason, your opinion of me dictates the action that I take. And when that happens, it can be real fucking jarring, man. I'm not gonna lie about it. You're like, oh. And then what happens is you're like, but if I'm not friends with you, who am I friends with? And this is where we get loss aversion kicking in. So loss aversion is, I can quantify what it is that I will lose, but because I need to let that go to create the space for the next thing to come in, I haven't seen, I can't quantify what I might gain. We see this with buying purchases all the time, right? Especially in personal development. I can quantify the $2,000 that's sitting in my bank account. I can see it. But because I can't tangibly see the thing that I am buying, the better health, the more wealthy mindset, the sense of peace in my heart, the better relationship with my partner, feeling more independent and in control of my emotions, I can't see peace. So I can't quantify that. It's why people stay in shit jobs. Yeah, but if I leave this job and I don't know what the next job's gonna be like, so what if it's worse? So we stay in the shit job. It's why we stay in shit relationships. For fucking years, some of us. Because we don't know what it would be like to be alone. And we're told only by our cultural conditioning. Our cultural conditioning tells us, especially women, that you should not be single past a certain age. What is it, what, like 21? Have some fun in your early 20s, then settle down and get married. And so we stay in these shit relationships for fucking years. Some of us till we die. Wasting our lives. Wondering why we don't feel complete. Wondering why we don't feel good. And it's because of this thing called loss aversion. I can quantify what I'll lose, but I can't see yet what I will gain. And so I'll keep holding on to what I currently have, even though it's shit. And I see people do this with friendships a lot. It's like, I'm going to have to spend a little bit of time finding new friendships with people that align in my value set with my standards. And this, again, is why community is so important. So any of my Unashamedly Human or Next Level Results ladies in this group, fucking let me know how good is the community. Because you need to be around other people who are going through this journey. And I'm not saying that if you do personal development, you're going to lose all your friends. That's not true at all. In my own personal experience, and I know with loads of my clients, friendships have gone from strength to strength. But the friendships that were not resourceful, the relationships that were never going to help you level up, that were never going to help you grow, the relationships that were holding you down, holding you back, holding you poor, holding you unhealthy, holding you having that second, third, fourth, fifth glass of wine on a Wednesday night, the relationships that were holding you in those low vibrational states. And when you're in a low vibrational state, you can only attract in low vibrational things, people, circumstances, experiences, and opportunities. It's why you've got no money in your bank account. It's why you're on a fucking yo-yo diet. It's why you never feel any kind of sense of peace. It's why the thing that you bought from Kmart yesterday only gave you 3.5 minutes of pleasure and then everything went back to the way it was. Those low vibrational frequencies, you've got to learn to let them go. And one of the ways that you do that is by aligning yourself with the version of you that you want to be. And I think the magnifying glass that has come over all of us with COVID-19, it's a very concentrated time right now. And a lot of shit is coming up for a lot of people. And part of that is, wow, where are my values? What is important? And are the people around me reflecting that? And if they're not, the only thing that you can do is accept it. You cannot change other people. You are just going to have to accept, wow, I've seen something in you. And I think a lot of people in relationships are doing this right now. I have seen something in you that doesn't align with me. And it is so uncomfortable for me that the only thing that I can do is put down the resistance of it by letting it go. Any pain that we feel is always in the resistance to something. It's coming from a place of scarcity. It's coming from a place of not enough. It's coming from a place of, you know, I don't want to feel that past trauma. I don't want to forgive that person. I don't want to let that thing go. With ex relationships, I see this all the time. Like, they can't get over their ex. I'll hate him till the day I die. Why are you taking him with you into the next relationship, into the next chapter of your life? You're dragging this energy with you. Well, I can't ever forget what he did to me. Why not? Well, because I can't ever let that happen again. Well, you're not going to let it happen again. It's like saying, as a four-year-old child, I hit the burning stove, right? And the burning stove burnt my hand. And so now, as an adult, I carry a stove with me. Literally, I carry a stove, a full fucking tangible stove, everywhere I go to remind myself not to touch the stove. I don't need to do that. I know the stove will hurt me. I don't relive that moment of pain. I don't go back to it over and over again. I let that shit go. And that is an art form. That is a skill that you learn. It's definitely one, especially with my next level clients, that I will be continuing to talk more and more and more about as I begin to learn more and more and more the art of letting go. Anyway, I'm going off on such a fucking tangent. I think acceptance is where you need to be, with the fact that there are some people in your life right now who do not align with your value set. And although it feels really fucking scary to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to give them less energy. You know, you don't need to pick up the phone and be like, listen, Joan, I don't want to be your friend anymore because I saw you going out with friends last night. Fuck you, Joan. Like, that's not how this works. You literally give them less of your time and energy, and naturally they will just call less and you'll call them less. And maybe in 6 months' time you'll be like, wow, I haven't heard from them in months, and that's okay. So, you know, it doesn't need to be ugly or dramatic or painful even. It can be done with a lot of love and compassion. And the way to do that is to really align with yourself on a daily basis. Who do I want to be? What world do I want to live in? Because you can get to, you choose, every day you choose to live in any of the versions of the world that are out there. Depending on where you focus your mind, where you focus your thoughts, the people that you choose to allow in and out of your vibrational frequency, what you choose to watch on the television, how you choose to spend your money, what you choose to feed your body, all of these choices that you make every day dictates the reality that you currently experience. So you get to choose what world do you live in. And you get to align with that every single morning through journaling, through meditation, through contemplation, taking a walk in nature, using the fucking powerful tool that is your imagination, and aligning it every single day with will and with focus and with intent and with integrity on the version of you that you want to be in the life that you want to live in. And the more that you do that on a regular basis, the more that you begin to see yourself with a group of beautiful friends who, even though they're not in your physical reality yet, use your imagination to start manifesting it. I do a whole module on how to manifest in Unashamedly Human, because people, you're manifesting everything that you have right in front of you right now. You're already manifesting. You just don't know how you're doing it, and so you're bringing in the shit that you don't want. When you learn about the 5-step process to manifestation, real fucking simple, man, simple and easy, don't always live in the same postcode, hell, sometimes they're in different countries. Sometimes easy is looking at simple, going, you fucking left the toilet seat up again, you dickhead. They don't always have a friendship. Simple and easy aren't the same thing. Manifestation is simple, but you've got to apply a fair amount of fucking conscious awareness to it in order to shift it from manifesting the stuff that you don't want, i.e. friendships that don't align with your value set, or yo-yo in health, or shitty relationships, or another guy cheating on me again. These are all patterns that are just evidence of how you're manifesting. So start aligning yourself with the version of you that you want to be. Every single day, when you're taking a shit in the morning, when you're having a shower, when you're driving to work, when you're washing up, when you're hoovering, align yourself with the version of you that you want to be. And then take the action to be that person. Listen to those podcasts, enroll in that course, invest that money, eat the salad over the burger, whatever it is. Fucking do the work. And you will begin to find over time that the people who align with you will find you. So, you know, this, it doesn't have to be hard work to make friends. You just need to be friends with yourself first. It doesn't need to be something that you need to rebuild. You know, you're not building fucking Rome. You're literally evolving into the next version of your life. So don't be afraid of being friends with yourself. And take this time while maybe some of your external friendships are moving towards the background and potentially exiting stage left. Take this time to learn to be your own friend. Because when you are your own friend, you will find that external friendships come to you much easier, and you will be okay taking the type up moments and taking the action to go out and try new things and do new things and live with curiosity and to actually really enjoy the one miracle that you have been fucking gifted of life. And we don't know when that will be. We don't know when we're going to be able to leave the house, or good, whatever. It will happen one day. But when it happens, you want to be prepared. When it happens, you want to be in a place where you're like, fuck, I am so ready to get out there. I'm so ready to drink up the nectar of life. I am ready to join the clubs. I'm ready to try new things. I'm ready to meet new people. Why? Because I fucking got my own back. If you want to spend this time going, those people aren't my friends anymore, I'm just going to sit here and fucking freak out about it. And then when the doors open again and the windows shutters come up, the energy you're going to take out there, it's going to be fucking uncomfortable, man. You'll only be lonely on the outside if you don't spend this time learning to love yourself on the inside. Stop hanging out with the people who are not complying in the value set that you are in. And then go and do some fucking hardcore work on yourself. Join Unashamedly Human. Enrollment opens next week. And if it's not Unashamedly Human, go and find another coach that you resonate with more who will be able to help you. And if you want some recommendations, like, I know loads of coaches, man. I've got some fucking excellent friends in the coaching world who are doing excellent work with excellent programs. So if it's not me, all good. I can help you find someone else. In that, what you will realize is your righteousness, the anger, these are all protection mechanisms that are coming up that you are deploying right now because you're in fear, and you've already got that insight, which is awesome. But that will be playing out in so many other areas of your life in so many subtle ways. And when you begin to really unpick that and unpack that by doing the work so that you can become your best friend, so that you can enjoy the experience in your one fucking precious miracle life, when you start unpacking that, you'll be able to see where else that is affecting your life in the other areas. So it might be in your health, it might be in your romantic relationships, it might be in the way that you rock up at work, it might be in your bank account, it could be just in how you feel when you wake up in the morning. You will begin to realize that and come more into a place of trust with yourself, because when you're in more of a place of trust with yourself, the external world doesn't have to be a certain way for you to be happy. Right now, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing it like this, you need to be doing it with this mindset, you need to be doing it this time, and it needs to have this effect for me to be happy. Now that is outsourcing all of your power to external forces. No wonder you feel righteous and angry and in like a scarcity vibrational frequency, which is then perpetuating that reality for you. So the moment that you start unpacking your shit, man, and really learning to become your own best friend, really learning to witness yourself, really learning the tools and the frameworks and the strategies which I can teach you in order to better fucking love yourself, let go of the shit that's not serving you, move towards the things that are, and put yourself in that higher vibrational state, you will have less need, because you trust yourself, to deploy those strategies of resentment or of anger or, you know, whatever. Does that mean that I never feel angry, or that I don't look at people and judge them, or I don't feel entitled sometimes, or that I don't look at people with resentment? Of course I fucking do. Unashamedly human. But when it happens, I'm aware of it, I acknowledge it, and I let go of it really fucking quickly, so that I can reduce the resistance that my energetic flow is putting out to the universe. Because when I'm in resistance, the universe can't give me what I want. The other thing, obviously, then it would be kind of remiss of me not to mention this, is that, you know, number one, you can't control other people. You can heavily influence them, but you can't control them. And a lot of other people are in fear. And I think we forget that people have very interesting fear and stress responses. And for some people, that is to convince themselves either that this is a conspiracy theory, or that Bill Gates is behind it. I've been really reading some really interesting stuff about the psychology of conspiracy theories, and the fact that people need it to be somebody's fault, because they don't have the trust in themselves to have trust in the universe that this is just a happening. It is just a thing. Somebody has to be in control of it, because otherwise they feel out of control of the situation. Really fucking interesting. Anyway, not here to talk about conspiracy theories. Some people's fear response is to convince themselves it's not a big deal. They don't trust themselves. They don't have a spiritual connection. When I talk about a spiritual connection, I mean like how much trust and faith do you have in yourself as a particle of the bigger picture of the universe? What's that connection like? What's that flow like? What's that conversation like? What's the evidence that you are collating that you are part of this universal energy, part of the divine intelligence, and that therefore you are going to be okay? And I don't mean okay like I'm going to come out of this in perfect health with $1 million in my bank account, the love of my life by my side. So, you know, I just mean like, are you all right? And a lot of people don't have that. And so their response has to be either I'm going to blame you for it, I'm going to make up a version of reality whereby somebody is in control of it, or I'm going to pretend like it's not a big deal. That's a fear response. And so for that, we have to give them love and compassion. Does it mean we judge them? Fuck yeah, fucking dickhead, go home. But love and compassion. And all we can ever do in this life is lead by example. All we can ever do is lead by example. And, you know, really, really understand that mental health is such an issue. You know, if it is the difference between you sitting at home and drinking a bottle of whiskey and having suicidal thoughts, or you're going to get up and you're going to go to Bunnings today and you're going to buy some potting mix and you're going to spend a couple of hours in your garden, go to fucking Bunnings and get the potting mix and spend a couple of hours in your garden. I'm feeling very called right now to be putting out as much content as I can and creating as many courses and as many avenues for people to manage their mental health. And so, yes, you know, in an ideal world, everyone would have a safe space at home. Everyone would feel safe at home. Everyone would be willing to stay home indefinitely, which is where we're probably at right now. But, you know, mental health is a thing. And so we do need to be understanding that not everybody else thinks the way that we do. Not everybody else has the privilege that we have. And not everybody else is in a really trusting relationship with the universe. And that will manifest in their actions. So as frustrating as it is, you know, have to just come back to love and compassion.
If you're anything like me, your first thought in the morning is often one of, oh, holy fuck. We wake up instantly feeling like we're in lack. Not enough sleep, not enough time, not enough. We scroll through social media and feel not enough. We think about our day ahead and feel underprepared, uninspired, or overwhelmed. What if we're not enough? Before we're even out of bed, our mind is telling us all sorts of crazy stories, and these stories set the precedent for our day and have a huge effect on our results. Imagine if you could start your day with a different thought. Imagine waking up to a daily reminder of the greatness that lies within you. Imagine having your own personal and funny cheerleader inspiring you every single day. Imagine your first waking thought being one of abundance and purpose. Well, imagine no longer, my friend, because now you can wake up with M. Wake Up with M is a text message service for women who are ready to wake up to their power, purpose, and passion. A daily motivational message from me personally to get you smiling into your day and vibing high from the moment you wake up, and all for less than the price of a couple of lattes a month. And even better, you get the first month completely for free. Because, well, you know, you might actually find it really annoying to have a daily reminder that you're amazing and capable and awesome. Head to emilychadbourne.com/wakeup or check out the link in the show notes below.